Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Better Than Carrots or Sticks: Restorative Practices for Positive Classroom Management is a professional education book by Dominique Smith, Douglas Fisher, and Nancy Frey that addresses classroom discipline through the lens of restorative practice. Rather than treating behavior management as a system of rewards for compliance and penalties for misconduct, the book argues that students learn better when adults build relationships, teach expectations explicitly, and help students repair harm when conflicts occur. Its genre is practical pedagogy, aimed at K-12 teachers, school leaders, and instructional coaches seeking alternatives to exclusionary or purely punitive discipline. The authors connect classroom routines, student accountability, conflict resolution, and school culture into a single framework. The purpose is not to remove consequences, but to make consequences instructional, relational, and proportionate. The book stands within the broader movement toward equitable discipline, social-emotional learning, and positive school climate, while remaining focused on daily teacher practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, replacing reward and punishment cycles with restorative accountability. A central argument of Better Than Carrots or Sticks is that conventional classroom management often relies too heavily on external control. Behavior charts, prizes, detentions, and suspensions may produce short-term compliance, but they do not necessarily teach students how to understand the effects of their choices. The book reframes discipline as a learning process in which students are expected to recognize harm, accept responsibility, and participate in making things right. This distinction matters because restorative accountability is not permissiveness. It asks more of students than a simple punishment does, since they must examine what happened, who was affected, and what repair is required. The authors treat misbehavior as a teachable moment without excusing it. This approach also changes the role of the teacher. Instead of acting mainly as judge and enforcer, the teacher becomes a facilitator of reflection, responsibility, and reconnection. The practical implication is that classroom order depends less on fear of consequences and more on shared norms, predictable responses, and relationships strong enough to support correction. Secondly, building classroom procedures that teach social responsibility. The book emphasizes that restorative classrooms are not improvised spaces where every problem is handled through conversation alone. They require clear procedures, routines, and expectations. Smith, Fisher, and Frey connect classroom management to instruction by arguing that students need to be taught how to enter a room, participate in discussion, handle disagreement, work with peers, and respond when they make mistakes. Expectations are therefore not merely posted rules, but social skills that must be modeled, practiced, revisited, and reinforced. This is an important contribution because some discussions of restorative practice focus on repairing harm after conflict, while this book also stresses prevention. When students know what respectful interaction looks like in specific situations, fewer conflicts become disciplinary incidents. Clear procedures also protect fairness. If expectations are vague, adults may respond inconsistently or interpret behavior through bias. By making norms explicit, teachers create a shared reference point for accountability. The result is a classroom structure that supports autonomy rather than suppressing it, because students understand both the boundaries and the reasons behind them. Thirdly, using relationships as the foundation for behavior correction. A distinctive feature of the book is its insistence that relationship building is not separate from classroom management. It is the condition that makes correction effective. The authors encourage educators to develop non-confrontational rapport, including with students who are frequently labeled difficult or defiant. This does not mean avoiding correction. It means that correction is more likely to be received when students believe the adult knows them, respects them, and is not trying to humiliate them. The book aligns with the idea that behavior is shaped by belonging, trust, and emotional safety, as well as by rules. In practice, this changes the tone of teacher responses. A restorative teacher pays attention to language, timing, proximity, and private conversation because public power struggles often escalate behavior rather than resolve it. Relationships also give teachers better information. When adults understand students' individual needs, triggers, and strengths, they can differentiate discipline in the same way they differentiate instruction. The book, therefore, treats rapport as a practical management tool, not a sentimental add-on. Fourthly, resolving conflict through repair, dialogue, and mutual understanding. Better Than Carrots or Sticks presents conflict resolution as one of the main mechanisms of restorative classroom management. Instead of asking only which rule was broken and what punishment should follow, restorative practice asks what happened, who was affected, what needs have emerged, and how the harm can be repaired. This shift is significant because many school conflicts involve damaged relationships, not just isolated rule violations. A detention may mark that a boundary was crossed, but it may leave the injured student unheard, the responsible student unreflective, and the classroom community tense. restorative conversations, circles, and follow-up discussions are intended to address those gaps. They create a structured way for students to hear consequences in human terms and to participate in restoring trust. The book does not present dialogue as a quick fix. Effective repair requires preparation, adult skill, and follow-through. Its value lies in showing teachers how conflict can become an opportunity to strengthen community norms rather than simply remove disruption from view. Lastly, connecting classroom management to equity and school culture, the book places restorative practice within a broader concern about equitable discipline. Punitive systems can remove students from learning, contribute to adversarial relationships, and affect some groups of students more heavily than others. Smith, Fisher, and Frey do not treat classroom management as a neutral technical problem. They connect it to belonging, voice, and access to instruction. A restorative approach keeps students engaged in the community whenever possible while still requiring accountability. This matters because exclusionary discipline may solve an immediate classroom disruption but can deepen academic and social disconnection. The authors also imply that restorative practice works best when it is more than an individual teacher strategy. Consistency across classrooms, leadership support, and shared adult beliefs are important for making the approach credible to students. If one teacher uses restorative responses while the broader school relies only on punishment, students may experience mixed messages. The book, therefore, speaks both to daily classroom decisions and to the larger culture that determines whether discipline teaches responsibility or merely administers consequences. In conclusion, Better Than Carrots or Sticks is best suited for K-12 educators who want classroom management to be both orderly and humane. New teachers can use it to think beyond rule enforcement and develop routines that teach social behavior explicitly. Experienced teachers may find it useful when traditional consequences no longer improve student conduct or when repeated conflicts consume instructional time. School leaders, instructional coaches, and professional learning teams can also benefit because the book connects individual classroom practice to school-wide discipline culture. Its practical benefit is a clearer framework for responding to misbehavior without reducing students to their worst moments. Its intellectual benefit is the reframing of discipline as a relational and instructional process rather than a behavior control system. Compared with many classroom management books, it stands out because it does not simply offer techniques for compliance. It integrates procedures, relationships, conflict repair, student voice, and equity into one coherent approach. The book is realistic in that restorative practice requires time, skill, and consistency. It is not a scripted shortcut. Its value lies in giving educators a usable starting point for making accountability more constructive, especially in classrooms where belonging and trust are essential to learning. If you would like to support Dominique Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.